This is All Things Considered on 88.5 KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. We're broadcasting today from the Aberdeen Timberland Library, and throughout this afternoon, we will be bringing you stories from around Grays Harbor County. The narrative you often hear about this place is that it's depressed, that the economy has not been kind to Grays Harbor, and indeed, that is part of the story here. Regulations and new technologies wounded the timber industry at the end of the 20th century. During the last recession, unemployment hit 16.3%. It is worth noting that right now, unemployment here, only 6%, the lowest it's been in decades in this area. And we will address some of this area's challenges in our reporting today, but there's more here, so much more. And so this afternoon, we want to offer you as full a picture as we can from Grays Harbor County. And we begin that picture in Hoquiam. The first time I ever heard the word Hoquiam was from my friend, Stephanie Ask. She grew up here, went away to college, and afterward did not come back to live in her hometown. Now she teaches high school on Whidbey Island. And maybe the way Stephanie talks about Hoquiam reminds me a little bit of where I grew up, in a suburb of Detroit, where so many jobs were tied to one industry, autos in our case, and where people from elsewhere had plenty of opinions about the place that I knew so much better. So we thought that maybe the way to begin learning about Hoquiam and Aberdeen and Grays Harbor County would be from someone who knows this place intimately, but who also left and sometimes finds herself, like us, looking in from outside. We went for a walk down Queets Avenue through the neighborhood where Stephanie grew up and where her mother still lives.
Like many places, I would say, in the harbor, we're walking down a pretty standard street that I think is iconic for a few reasons. You'll notice that the sidewalks are up and down and broken and all over the place. While all these houses are pretty tight together, you see a house that is got this incredibly taken care of lawn and brush and really, really like finely taken care of. And then you'll see a house that has some boarded up windows, and then you'll see a house that is probably pretty loved and there's a lot of adventures in it.
There's a hillside across the street from us about six stories high. Just about 3 years ago, this was after Stephanie moved away, heavy and sudden rains did a lot of damage to that hillside and the neighborhood.
My mom's place flooded, and luckily our house is up just a little bit, but our garage completely flooded. My mom wanted to call and like talk about like, I'm so sad about these things that you've lost. And I just said, don't tell me. It's been long enough. I probably don't remember. And if you tell me what things are, of mine are gone, I'll be sad. And if you don't, I just maybe won't ever remember.
So did she not tell you? Do you still not know?
I still don't know.
Stephanie might not have all the stuff that she used to growing up here, but she does have some vivid memories. We stroll down the stretch of sidewalk where she learned to ride a bike.
Rather than put training wheels on my bicycle, Dad would take a broom handle and he would shove it under the back of the seat and he would run behind me down the alley, back and forth. He was 53 when I was born. So you got to imagine this old man, running back and forth down this alley to try and hold up child on a bicycle, right?
Late 50s, maybe pushing 60.
Yeah, and I actually remember like wanting to keep going and him being like, Dad's got to take a break.
So I ask her how memories like that come into play when she encounters people who did not come from here and who think they know a thing or two about this place.
I think when you're growing up, you have a tendency to crack jokes and make fun of where you're from. It's the same way you make jokes about your family. You know, it's the thing that you know so well, so you can kind of see through the cracks. I remember being with Cassidy when we were first dating and going to visit his family.
Cassidy's your husband.
Yes. And we were in the ferry line, and he ran into a friend's dad, and the friend's dad asked, like, oh, where are you guys coming back to town from? And Cassidy said, oh, we were in Hoquiam. And he went into, like, a five-minute rant about how crappy this place was and all these like, and it felt like that sort of feeling where you're like, you can't talk about my family. I can make jokes about my family, but this is not your place. And so you feel this like swelling of like rage and sort of pride for this place. And that's what I will say, is that a lot of people can sort of make jokes here and there, and we can talk about, I think, really lovely conversations that are critical about some of the challenges and problems that exist in this area and the things we want to do to fix it. a lot of that can be said. And yes, like, jokes can be made. But I do think for a place that you can call a sort of depressed area, at least economically, there is an amazing amount of heart here.